Ma moja kraja še bila viva, po mojem kraju s tem.
Ali skos?
Prošla je. Sve skuće prošla je. Fajn. Se ne, o? By the time now is going to go through a few points that people don't really know about Lashon Hara. First of all, Lashon Hara is even when it's true.
That's only when it's only true. Otherwise, it's Motzei Shemra.
Otherwise, Motzei Shemra. Oh. Second of all, it applies whether the subject, the person you're speaking about, is present or not present. It doesn't make a difference. Third of all, not only speaking Lashon Hara is Aser, but also accepting Lashon Hara as fact is also Aser. Also accepting Lashon Hara is also Aser. So now, in the following, we said in the introduction, Chavetz Chaim is going to spend time speaking about the positive and negative commandments, right? He's going to list off all the positive and negative commandments, one transgression when we speak Lashon Hara. Right? And why does he do this? What does he do this for? So, first of all, he wants to explain to us the enormous damage we do when we speak Lashon Hara. Second of all, Chavetz Chaim is trying to dissuade us from the myth that when the information is true, that it's not Lashon Hara. People think, if it's true, it's not Lashon Hara, I'm allowed to say over something negative about another person. So Chaim is going to show us a lot of times, many times, when the Torah says negative and positive commandments, it's specifically in a case where the information is true. And even then, it's prohibited to speak Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim also concludes with an explanation why the Torah cautions us so strongly regarding Lashon Hara. If we carefully consider the dynamics of Lashon Hara, we find that one who speaks Lashon Hara has not only transgressed a negative commandment, but has trampled on many Torah laws, and not only between man and his fellow, but also between in the transgressions of the laws pertaining to man's relationship with Hashem. Sometimes it's so important not to speak Lashon Hara, because here it involves the negative commandments between man and his fellow, between man and man, and between man and Hashem. It's pretty. Most averes are only one or the other. Most sins are either against a person or against Hashem. Right? It's two different categories. Usually there's one category of averes between man against his fellow. Right? Someone, they steal from somebody else. So there, they did something against their friend. They didn't really go against, like directly doing something against Hashem. By speaking Lashon Hara, we're going to see that it's not only is it going against men, it's also going against Hashem. Like we'll see, it's a chil Hashem to say that, right, it's profaning Hashem's name, it's forgetting about Hashem when we speak Lashon Hara, it's being haughty, which is forgetting about Hashem. We'll see that Lashon Hara involves transgression between man and fellow and between man and Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So tomorrow we're going to start already the negative commandments, listing off the negative commandments, one transgressing when they speak Lashon Hara. Fine. Now we're going to start with Hashem himself, the new parak, the new start. Every day is a new start. We're going to start the new parak of Makos and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start the new Mishnah with Hashem himself. Ready, Reb Shmuel? Let's go. Reb Shmuel is ready. Okay. Good. Eluin Hagol. Let's see the new pack, the bottom sign of it out, the new star. Eluin Hagol. These are those Hagol which go to Gals. What are we talking about here? There's a halacha. We know the famous halacha in the Torah that if someone Reuven mistakenly kills Shimon, halacha is Reuven, he doesn't get killed, right? Because he didn't kill Shimon on purpose. He's not a murderer. Halacha is he has to go to Gals. He goes to one of the refugee camps of refugee, and he stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies, which we'll see later in our prayer exactly why he has to stay until then. That's the halacha. Now, this is only in a very specific case. Even when Reuven killed Shimon by mistake, there are only very specific scenarios that he goes to Galus, right? Because we're going to see in the Mishnah the following: it was a mistake, it was an accident, but he could have. He was a little bit negligent. He should have been a little more careful. Then you go to Galus. Then we send you to exile. You did something wrong. You have to be exiled away from your family. You have to go to the Arei Mikla. chased out of your community. However, if it was a scenario where it's a mistake, then it was basically almost impossible for him to, you know, save himself from it, right? Then you don't go to Galus. So we're going to see in the Mishnah examples, if it was a mistake, it was an accident, but he should have been a little more careful, then you go to Galus. If it was a total accident, and we don't consider it your fault at all, you don't have to be punished to go to Galus. That's what we're going to see in our Mishnah. There's in an accident, there's different types of accidents, right? You can have an accident, and one, you should have been more careful. One, it was totally out of your control. So that's what we're going to see in the Mishnah. The difference of going down and going up. If the accident happened when somebody was on the way down, let's say the person was on his way down the ladder, right? Then you should have been more careful. You should have went down the ladder a little slower, right? Therefore, it was an accident, but it's your fault. However, if you were climbing up the ladder, and then it happened, you weren't planning on slipping down. It's basically totally out of your control that you slipped down. So there, you don't go to Galus. Yes, what do you want to say about
that? Is it that you should have been more careful, or that you naturally would be more careful, and you still killed someone being more careful?
It sounds like you should have been a little more. I mean, the Torah is, it was a mistake, but you should have been a little more careful. That's what it sounds like. Meaning, according to what you're saying, what should be the difference if you went up or down?
Going down, going up, you're not as careful. You don't see what's going on down below when you're going up as much as seeing what's going on and being aware of what's going below you.
So Avram's saying in different words, saying in different lines. He wants to say, Avram wants to say, that maybe when you're going down, you're able to see what's going on below. So you should have been more, that's why you should have been more
careful.
That's
the direction you're going to. You usually look where you're
right.
going.
But you're giving another reason, but you're saying the same thing.
Not should have, but you are more careful.
Yeah, but fine, he killed the guy, but he killed.
That's why it's so gig.
Yeah, but
because he was more careful.
And if you go up the ladder, and when you go up the ladder, why don't you go to Galus?
I don't know if there's anyone below me.
And therefore, but it's also a shogeg. It's also a mistake. Meaning, why is it less of a mistake?
That's why it's less of a mistake, because I'm not naturally more careful.
Very good. So you're saying going up, I'm not being careful going down. When you're going down, naturally, people under you, you're always going down. You go in gravity. You have to catch yourself. You're naturally more careful. So if you were more careful, then you go to Galus. Very good. Rabbi, I'm saying, when you're going down, you're supposed to naturally be more careful, and so you should have been more careful. If you weren't careful, you weren't doing, you know, you weren't taking your proper precautions, then you have to go to Galus. We're sorry, you should be, we know it's a mistake, we're not going to kill you, but you got to go to Galus, you got to do some real tshuva in Galus.
Go stick. He's already being careful, so how can you say that he was...
No, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you say he was ready, he was a little bit careful, he should have been a little more careful. It wasn't on purpose. You still have to you got to go to the Kohen Gadol, like, do some real tshuva, stick around the Kohen Gadol over there. You know, stick around the big tzaddikim, the Levim, not going to the Levim. The Ari Mikla was near the Levim, learn from them, they sat and learned Torah. Right? So, over there, you'll do tshuva over there. Nachon, that's the Chazar Mishnah, you're right. Even though you were being careful, you should have been more careful. That's the
no, I'm saying, even though you're careful, you're naturally being careful, you're in a state of naturally being careful by going down, because you're going down, so your body, you're looking down as you're going down. If you climb down a ladder, you know it's looking up when they climb down a ladder, looking down when they climb down.
But it sounds like you're a little bit at fault, so you have to do tshuva. We're not saying you're at fault totally, but there's a little bit claim against you, so you got to do tshuva and Galus. If you're going up the ladder, totally out of your thing, the guy must have slipped. He was going the opposite direction. Now that was a total mishap. So therefore, you don't go to Galus. That's what we're going to say. Good?
Don't go to Galus meaning... And you don't get any more punishment?
No, the punishment, you have to do your tshuva.
You're done.
No, you got to do your own tshuva. You go to your hours to do everything. It's not like we're sending you off to, you know, to some island for until the Kohen Gadol dies.
When you call us that they actually killed him, or you got a harsher punishment.
No, it's less. It's less of punishment.
He walks.
He's off. Yeah, he walks. He's off.
Good?
Got it. Second case is...
All the examples. Which case?
The second case is going
up. That's to say you're off.
He's off.
Right. Okay, you have to do your own tshuva. You killed somebody. You killed somebody. Yeah, well, you got to say what you've been in the peanut gallery. Yeah.
What I'm saying is the second half. The
second
half,
yeah, good.
There's three cases, right? In each case.
Right, three cases, yeah.
How do we know Eino Golev means he's letting the Golev he's
not killed. There's no Eino Golev.
Yeah, that's my question.
No, there's no Eino Golev.
Maybe it's Eino Golev means he's met
yeah.
And it's supposed to
carbamazin.
Carbamazin. and it should be tried.
Right.
We're not there. We're not there.
I'm not sure what inner goal means.
Now, I see what Tyson says.
Said also, when a person goes up, he's naturally more in control. He should be more in control. He's more, it's hard. We're coming down, you have momentum coming down, you fall easily. But going up, you're more in control.
So the Torah tells you, you could think that way. The Torah says, look, think the other way. You're right. The Torah says specifically when you're going down. The Torah tells us that's the Svar. Nachman, you're right. I could think like you. It's true. I could see your Svar like
the
you.
The rope breaks with the fail case, the button case.
Right.
So you shouldn't check the rope before you use it.
Yeah, but you have
negligence.
Also, you have to be careful. First, could be the rope was here. Also, you have to see, according to the first case of the Mishnah, let's see, we'll see in the Mishnah, the rope didn't snap. In the first case of the Mishnah. And the first time the Mishnah spoke about the rope didn't snap. It just slipped out of his hand. It didn't really snap. So now, that was just a little introduction. Maybe we'll try to understand now the Mishnah inside, to understand the difference. We're going to deal with differences of cases of a mistake. It was always an accident. We're going to deal with different cases of the mistake of killing somebody. When you go to college, you don't go to class. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Elohim HaGalah. These are they that go to Gullus. These scenarios, these people, are they the scenarios that they go to Gullus? What's an example? So they have three examples. A Horeg Nefesh Bishkogim. One who kills a Nefesh Bishkogim. Also, now we're going to give an example. So, Ilwen Agon, Horeg Nefesh Bishkogim. In a scenario when someone killed someone else by mistake. Right? If it was on purpose, we know ruined the murderer gets killed. So the first case is, Hayamagel Bamagila. He was, I don't have a good English word, it's more like he was spackling with like a spackler. What does Arsgol say? They have a good word for it? This Magila, it was what was this Magila? What?
A plasterer.
They were plastering with a plasterer, fine. Meaning what they used to do?
Or
pushing a roller, fine. He was pushing a roller. Tyson said it was more like a roller. Basically he was cementing the roof.
They have these things actually. You see them, some of these guys who put the asphalt down. They have the machines, but they also have, for smaller sections, they have a small little roller.
Yeah, they have rollers.
It's a heavy...
Yeah, they have these rollers, right? They have these rollers, and they roll
it.
Right, but now, so he was rolling it, so next time you're on a rooftop, you watch the guy doing... Right, so over here, what they used to do, they used to smooth out the roof. The roofs used to be flat. They used to have flat roofs. They didn't have pointy roofs. Now, the problem is, when it rains, all the rain's going to sit on the roof, and it's going to sink into their house, and it collapse their roof. So what they do... They used to make a thin layer of cement and put it like on a slope. So cement the slope it down, right? And they would put a slope. So then the water would slide, even though the roof was really flat, but they would make a little slope. So the rain would come off the end of the roof. So what is it on the top? So now, this guy's sitting on the roof. And he's going like this with his plaster. He's sitting there with his plaster or with his roller, whatever he's doing. He's going like this. So if he was on the way down, if he was going boom, and then he slipped out of his hand and fell down and killed somebody, then he goes to Gullus. He was on the way down. Right? The guy's going like this, back and forth. So it was while he was going forth, and it dropped, and it killed somebody, then you go to Gullus. So you should have been more careful. When you're on the way, you go out, down, make sure, be careful, you know that thing could slip out of your hand. You weren't careful, it was a mistake, you gotta go to Gullus. You weren't careful enough. Good? Let's see the Mishnah. You are like plastering or rolling with this plaster. As Magila, this thing is called the Magila. This like rolling thing. The Nafla, and it fell. The Nafla, love, and it fell down on him. The Haragta, and it killed him. Then you go to Gullus. What's another case? Second case. If you were, Shalshal literally means like a chain, but you were like chaining down the barrel. You were lowering the barrel from the roof. The Nafla, and it fell alav on him, Varakta, and it killed him. There also, you go to Gullus. The third case, Yerid Basula, you were going down a ladder, the Nafla alav, and it fell on him, going down a ladder, the Nafla alav, and he fell on him, Varakta, and it killed him. All three cases, Hareza Gullus. If you hold in this case, Gullus, he goes to Gullus, he has to go to exile, go to the Ari Miklat, go and wait there till the Kohen Gadol dies. Good?
For how long?
Till the Kohen Gadol dies. When the Kohen Gadol dies, you are free. Kohen Gadol has to die. When the Kohen Gadol dies, you can say later, that's true. That's a kapara for him, and he can go out of Gullus. Tzaddikim died, he leave this world. It's a big atonement for us. that finishes up his atonement, and then he goes down. That's the Gemara says later. The tzaddikim died to be kapara for us. We don't have the tzaddikim. That enough is an atonement to finish his atonement. So really, he should stay there for life. It's only for the Gemara later. But once the Kohen Gadol dies, it finishes off the atonement for him, and therefore he could go out. Enough suffering, he could go back home.
Is there a concept that Kohen Gadol should have been davening? That
there shouldn't be Shogay killings? That's the Gemara says also later. Meaning that why is it so much dependent on him? The Gemara says later also that has to do with he should have davened more. Nachon, also why are you depending on him? But the Gemara also says later.
If he had enough screws, then maybe. So even through his davening or his own sitkus, then then things like this wouldn't have happened when he was when he was in office.
Is it sure anywhere? What if the Kohen Gadol dies the next day?
Like, why is it that you go out? The Gemara talks about it later. Then you go out. Doesn't matter. If the Kohen Gadol dies the next day, then you are going. The Gemara has a different interesting case. If between the guy's court case and he didn't actually walk into Galus yet, the Kohen Gadol dies. So do you say the Kohen Gadol died? It was after his court case, or he never went in yet. Then why is the question later?
Oh, you know, he could lie.
No, we know whatever. We know right now there's a court case. The Gemara did at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We finalized you have to go to Galus. I was saying we're sending the bus to come pick you up at 3 o'clock. Between 2 and 3 o'clock, the Kohen Gadol dies.
We have buses.
Fine. Then buses. That's a good question. That's a good question.
The caramel caravan.
Good question. That's interesting, guys. The horse and wagon, the four kids pick him up to port him off to Arimiklot.
They gave you a ride there, you would have to run.
No, stop. No, they said it with two times. They're waiting for the Chachamim to get ready, finish here, to come get you, come walk.
The person who the courage of the person they killed could be coming after them. Why would they
send along from the Chachamim? Why is it late? Because they convinced the guy not to kill him. Two of the Chachamim to convince the Gerel Adam not to kill him.
You have to run there in the beginning before his court case.
Uh-huh. You really run before his court case. And
so he gets.
You really run before. Yeah, the Gemara is a kash there, because the Gemara has a case where between the Gemara Din and him going, they would think that the Kohen Gadol died. So, there's such a case. But anyway, we're not going to get off topic over here.
And what's the answer?
I think it's a statement. I don't think the Gemara is. Unless it's two versus.
So what does the guy do?
Whatever the Gemara says.
What happens to this guy?
That's going to have to happen. He has to run right away. First thing you do is run to the Arimiklot. If you kill someone by mistake,
then
they bring him back or they judge him. And then he goes back to the Arimiklot.
How can they bring him back? Because he can be killed.
No, because when he came back, he can't kill him. When the guy comes back, I think the first time he doesn't get killed. He came back to get judged. We'll have to get to the Gemara later to talk about the whole process. Now, here we're starting step one. It's an interesting paragraph. The first step is fine. So either we have three cases. Either he was going downwards with this roller and then it fell off the roof. Or he was lowering down the barrel. Or he's on the way down. Or he was climbing down the ladder. Everything on the way down. There you go to Galus. So you should have been more careful. You should have been more careful. It's true, it was a mistake. We're not going to kill you. But you should have been more careful. That's the first case, half of the mission. Aval, let's see the Mishnah further. The third line, the Mishnah, Aval, Imhaya Maisha Magila. If he was pulling this plate, he was pulling it back, right? Every time you go like this, smoothing it out. So now he wasn't going on the down, he was pulling back. And then it slipped out of his hand and it fell off the roof and killed the guy. So his action was pulling back. It's true the plaster roller killed the guy on the way down, but his action was on the way up. It's very important to understand this. Right? Even though we're saying when it's on the way down, you go to Galus, but his action, what he did, this roof fixer man on the roof, he pulled back. That was his action. Then his hand slipped and fell off the roof. Then you don't go to Galus. Because his action was pulling up and not pulling down. Therefore, it was totally out of his control. He wasn't planning on, he wasn't thinking to push down slowly, a guy might be on. He's pulling back, suddenly it slipped. Then there's no Galus. You don't deserve Galus, it's totally out of your control. So how you maisha? Maisha means you were pulling. Which means pulling up. It was on the upward magila. The nafal alamed fell on the person, but Ragnar killed him. Or how you doyla b'cha? Doyla means he was lifting the barrel. Right now he's pulling the barrel on the way up. And now what happened? So how to fall down on the guy's head? If you're pulling up, how to fall on the guy's head? The nifsak hachel, the chavel, the rope snapped. You're pulling up, and the water's too heavy, there's too much weight on there or something. The rope snapped, and the whole bucket fell on the guy's head and killed him. Then, also no galus, because again it was on the way up, it was out of my control. Or let's go on to the next amud, turn the page, please. Hayala Basula, let's say you're going up the ladder. The Nafla Allah and it fell on him. Vahar going to kill him.
He fell on him.
And the Nafla, the Nafa, he didn't fall. The Nafla, sorry, he fell on him. Vahargu, I raise it in a girl. You don't go to God's small thing crazy. Why? Now the Mishnah is Zakla. This is the rule, this is the golden rule. Kol Shabidarak Yuridasa. Everything that's Bidarak on the way, Yerida down, anything on its way down, Gaila you go to Gala. The Shalai Bidarak Yuridasa, it was not on the way down, in a girl you don't go to Gala. If it was on the way down, you go to Gala. If anything is on the way up, the barrel, the person, the thing, the cementer thing, you never go to Gala. That's the Allah. That's Allah. Let's see Rashi, let's turn back the page, see all the Rashi on this. Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, we learned the Mishnah. Shmuel, we learned the Mishnah. Ah, so let's see Rashi. First Rashi on this parrot. Alone, because Rashi explains to us the mechanics of the roof guy, the roof man. If you want to do a roof, you can speak to Rashi. You want to fix the roof.
Rashi over
the roof. Hayimago Magila. Tachin Hayu, they would. Kagasan betin. They would really, it means they would like cement their roofs with cement. Tavon would mean they're like smooth out. They smooth out their roofs with cement. Why? Because Vahagagas, their roofs, lahayu, they were not mishupain, they were not slanty. Their roofs were not slanty. Right? Sa'avo, but hatit, the tit, mishap in ma'at, it would make a small, like a slope a little bit, it would like make a little bit of a slope. Kedei, in order she is zuvu hamayim, that it should flow the water, in order that the water should flow off the roof. Good, so far so good, Rabbi Yaffi, so far so good, Rashi. It's good. So what would they do? The tachan is like they would smear the chatichas eitz amma, the thick piece of wood, the chalka, and they would smooth it out. Uba, and in it was a base yad. Base yad is a handle, a house for a hand, which means when do you put your hand on it? A handle, English a handle. Now what would you do? The daichva, they would push it with tzad hashipua to the side of the slant. The chayzer, and they'd go back and pull it elav towards him. The chayzer, and they'd go back. The daichva, push it again. Right, you pull back, push, pull back. It's fun. No one knows it. It's fun. Thank you. You know she. Fine. If you hear the name, fine. So what are we saying here? So actually you go back and forth. The cement smooth, you go back and forth and back and forth with this piece. And when you push it, you're magal. Right? In the beginning of the Mishnah said you were being magal, that's when you push it. When you push it, it's called your magal. You're pushing it. Shechaz, when you're pulling it, it's called you're pulling it. The Shema is the name of this piece of wood is Ma'agila, it's called a Ma'agila. Said if you're pushing it, you're chayit. If you're pulling back, you're potter. Hay Mishal Shel Chavis. Now, what's the next case in Mishnah? You were lowering a barrel min hagag from the roof. So, or what was the next case? What does Rashi say next? Hayayurid, let's say you were going down the ladder. Hayarit haharig, the killer, v'sulam, on down the ladder, v'nafam, v'nasul, he fell off the ladder. The guy coming down the ladder, he fell off the ladder. V'harag, v'kufay, and he killed his own body, as chaver, imagine, he fell on the next guy. His body killed the next person. Halacha is gaila, you go to galus. Why? Rashi says, v'chol hani, all these cases, derech yurida nir, they are going down. The gabe galus, and regarding galus, whatever, regarding the halacha, that someone has to go to galus. Now, if you read the meaning, he's very kind of the farish, the Gemara, like when you see in the Gemara is going to explain. Fayipal Allah. The Torah said, Rashi is quoting the pause, it says, you fell on him. Which means the Gemara is going to explain, specifically when you fell downward onto the person and killed him, that's when you go to Galus. So what the Gemara is going to understand, it means only when you kill the person, something going downward. If something on the down where it hit the guy, then you go to Galus. So on the up, and if something got killed there, fell down, you don't go to Galus. Was Rashi said, "Avohayim Meishich." If you were pulling the cement piece, and it had a fold on the guy's hand, because Rashi says the nishbatan, it slipped magilam yad, this magila slipped from its hand, v'naflan, it fell on the person and killed him, then there's no gulas. So it's an interesting case this way. Even though it fell down on the guy, but since my action was pulling up, I was pulling back this cementer, this roller thing, right? Slipped out of my hand and it fell down. Since my action was pulling up, there's no gulas. Even though the thing itself fell down on the guy, since my action was pulling upward, there's no, I don't have to go to gulas. That's the halacha of it. Good? Fine. Let's turn back to Zayin Beis, turn the page, see the Gemara. Baruch Hashem, we learned the Mishnah, Rashi. It's good, no? Mishnah with Rashi. Oh, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks the third line of the Gemara. Mina, from where? Hey, Mem is Hani Mim. So where do we know these words? Where do we know this halacha from? How do we know you only go to Golas when the accident happened, when something was on the way downward, and not on the way upward? Where does the Mishnah know this from? What's the source that the Hani Mim is from? I mean, we were explaining because it's more negligent, it's a little more your fault when it's falling down. But who told us there's a difference between going up and going down? Where did this come from? What's the source? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, I know the answer. The Amar Kro, that says in the Pasuk, Vayipal Olav, and it fell, this is now according to the Pasuk, Vayipal Olav, Vayamas, and it fell on him, and he died. So it sounds like as he's falling, as being in the downward position, that's what it sounds for the Pasuk. We understand from there, until it fell on the way of falling. So it's starting on the way downward, like we explained, because then it's an accident, but you should have been a little more careful. That's when you go to Golas. If not, then there's no Golas. So that's the source for the wording of the pasuk. That's what it sounds like it means. Only when the only time a person goes to Golas, if the accident that he killed through was something on the way down. Good, so far so good? Fine. Next Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Rabbanan talk. The Pasuk says, Vishkaga. The Pasuk says that when does a person go to Golos? When they kill by mistake. Prat, an exclusion. Lemezit, the exclusion of someone who killed on purpose. Right? You kill on purpose. Lacha is you get killed. Now, really, now we're going through the Pasuk that talk about a person getting killed in Ari Miklan. That's really what's going on over here. Where is this pasuk coming from? Right, really, if whoever has a fancy Gemara should look on the side of the Gemara, we'll read through the pasuk on the side of the Gemara. Oh. Right? Well, anybody, the arts called. Anybody that's trickling, you're not your Gemara.
Yeah, it's very fancy.
But it's not fancy enough. Whoever has fancy Gemara, they have trickling on the side. A very fancy Gemara. You know, every Gemara is nice, but some Gemara is special. Edition, not old Gemara. Can we use a fancy Gemara with that? Special Gemara's half a pasuk. Yeah? So what is the pasuk? Here, Arsbo, you have a pasuk right here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's coming. See, he's coming. So you are fancy.
Oh, yeah,
I have a pasuk, But here, what about him? I'm a fancy guy, ready?
Style.
Fancy Gemara, here, ready? But it's if you have an art scroll, it's about the Gemara, it's going to be a pasuk Gemara on the side. But now the Gemara's going to make a drush into this whole pasuk. It's worth it to read it inside. Here. Yeah, it was a pasuk about Gemara over there. V'zed v'aritzeach. What is it? V'zed v'aritzeach. That says, this is the halach of a ritzeach. Asher yonos sham, which would run there b'chay and live. Asher yake esre'ehu, who hit his friend. Bevli da'as, without knowing. V'hu, and he, lois sonele, did not hate him. Mitzmal shosha means from like 2 days ago or 3 days ago. He's not his enemy. Right? That's one possible. Which means, you killed a guy. Oh, so really, you can back up also to look by the Gemara by base. So the pasuk right before also, by the base also, we could go one pasuk before that in the art school of Gemara, but the fancy Gemara say, what they bring down the pasuk by the following. It says, the krisem lachem arim arim akot, you should call these cities the cities of refuge, tiyen and lachem, they should be for you. The nas shama, and you should fleet over there, rotzeach, one who is a murderer, make nefesh, one who hit a soul, who killed someone, Mishkaga by accident. Right, the next pasuk also says, the Bnei Yisrael, for the Jewish people, for the Ger, for the Ger, for the Tesha, for the Dweller, for the Seichem, Tiana, Shesha, Arim, Ha'ele, to these six cities, should be Lamikla for refugee, for Nus Shama to run over there, call Maka Nefesh Mishkaga, all who hit a Nefesh, who kills on, by mistake. Fine, so far so good. I think for now those are the. So let's go back into the Gemara. Let's see now the third line of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Bishgaga. The Pasuk says you only go to Aramaic, but if you killed Bishogi by accident, prior to the exclusion. Amazing. Someone who killed on purpose. Correct? Now, what's the chiddush? Now, really, it's pretty obvious, no? We know what's the halacha if you killed by on purpose.
Chayimisa.
Oh. So, what do I need a pasuk to tell me? When do you go to Golos? When do you go to the exile? Only if you kill by mistake and not on purpose. I know that. Of course, we all know if someone kills someone on purpose, they get killed. So, of course, you don't go to Golos. The Taz says that it could be the case is, like we know, and we just had in the last parak, in order for someone to get killed, what do you need? If we want, you need Adam and Asra. If Reuben killed Shimon, right? The only way we could kill Reuben if there was witnesses and warnings, right? Let's say there was only witnesses and no warning. You go to Golos then? What do you say, Chana?
You go to Golos.
Comes the Gemara and says, Shoyge, Prat Lamez. When do you go to Golos? Only when it's by mistake. And not when it was on purpose. So we ask, what do you mean? Of course, the case when you kill on purpose, you get killed. We kill, of course, Reuben doesn't go to Golos. The answer is no. In the scenario where there were only witnesses, but no warning. Reuben killed somebody with witnesses and no warning. So do we kill him now?
No.
So maybe we should send him to Golos. Kantapas says no. Bishkoga Prat Lamez. When we go, the Golos is only for one who killed by mistake and not someone who killed on purpose. You kill on purpose, even if we're not killing you, fine, but you don't go to Golos. Like Rabbi Gemara, only in the beginning of the Masechta said, you don't deserve to get the cup such an easy way out. If you killed someone by mistake, we'll give you, you can get atonement by going to exile, going over there to the Arabic one. You killed on purpose, you don't get such an easy atonement. You gotta do real tshuva, and this is not a good tshuva for you. You gotta get much harsher tshuva. So that's what they say. Bishogim, when you go to Golos, only someone who did it by mistake, but lo b'mezid, to the exclusion of b'mezid, someone who killed on purpose, even if we're not killing them, because they had no warning, we still don't send them to Golos.
You were saying also, negligence is major. Negligence is close to deliberate killing, right?
So but it's not. It's not deliberate killing. We're saying...
You should have been careful. If you're not careful, it's kind of...
So that's what we're saying. That's not. We're saying if you should have been careful, you should have been a little more careful. That's not called intentional. The term is very clear. It's not intentional. If you tell me, you should have been more cautious when you're climbing down the ladder. You should have screamed. You should have put a big sign up. People working.
If you call a Shabbos, you should be a bit more careful. Okay, it's an accident that you turn the light on, but... Technically, you should be more careful. You did turn the light on.
But still, it's like
turn the light on.
It's still not amazing.
It's only a person. You go down a ladder, so you slip. You could fall yourself or hurt somebody. There's a limit to how much a person can be careful and still not have an accident happen. Accidents happen.
No such thing as accidents don't happen. Right.
No,
accidents happen. But even on Shabbos, if someone turns the light on by mistake, it's not amazing. They can bring a car, but it's a mistake. You're right. In the mistakes, there's like mistakes. You should have been more careful. Should have not been more careful. But if it wasn't deliberate, Hashem is very clear. Like Hashem looks at the person's attention. So it's a very big difference between being doing deliberately and doing something like by mistake, you should have been more careful.
There's
a difference. You'll think about it. There's definitely a difference between someone who's not careful and should have been more careful, and someone who's doing deliberately. Say, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway.
Right.
So there's a difference. It doesn't mean negative. Kar means you're kar. It doesn't say you're amazing. Kar, you're closer to amazing than to a shagig. You're in between.
Negligence.
Fine. It's still called a mistake. You in your mistake there were negligence involved. It's not on purpose. It's not amazing.
Right.
But you're not amazing. If you were amazing, we would kill you.
Right.
It's something in between. We'll get to it. It's not amazing. You're right. In a mistake, there's something in a mistake. There's something much closer to that. It's almost deliberately. It's not amazing. Carbon amazing is not amazing.
Well, it's deliberate. It's almost deliberate.
But it's not deliberate. It's almost. But almost doesn't count.
It's not
always. It's sometimes it does. But fine, but there's no goals because you. Whenever we say there's no goals, the Gemara at the beginning of the paragraph said it. It's not because we're being nice to you. It's not because it's amazing. Because you don't deserve to get up so easily. That's all. You're not going to get up with goals. You don't deserve to get up so easily. Goals is a favor for you. You don't have to deal with it in the next world. You don't have to deal with being punished.
That's somebody done on purpose. What about the case of the Mishnah that somebody he was there a chaliyah, he was going up the ladder.
That also we said that he's also patur because it's less of a shot.
He doesn't even have to go by that.
It's less of a shot. We said that there's less. Alright, basically we're gonna stop now because the Shir Tomas Ezra, everybody tomorrow, please try to